What's up, y'all? I'm Nightlife Lex, and we are in the nightlife. We are here for the podcast with my boy here, Trust. What's going on, Trust?
Yep. Still, baby, in the nightlife, man.
Yes, man, we definitely here, and so glad for everybody who's going to be tuning in, tapping in with us. Make sure y'all check out In the Nightlife podcast. That's on iTunes, Spotify. That's basically on all platforms where you can listen to a podcast, right? So make sure y'all tune in, tap in with me, where we give you exclusive news and updates and just our thoughts and, you know what I'm saying, how we coming, okay?
Word, man. Make sure you tap in, you know what I mean? Follow the movement. Got a lot of things going on, you know what I mean? Got the food segments, got the music, got the podcast, got the websites with all the news and the articles. Stay up to date, you know what I mean, with what's going on.
For sure, for sure, for sure. So, me and Trust sitting here and we like, man, so much going on, right? And just with social media, that's why we're here today now. Social media actually like helped us connect even more.
Correct.
So, just with how powerful it is and how influential it is, I just wanted to ask the question, how does social media, what does it pertain to you, and how does that, what is that word I'm trying to use?
Does it dictate your life or not?
Basically that too. Huh? So what we're going to do is just basically speak on how can that go? And some people may not realize it. You know what I'm saying? You may be like, how does I let it dictate me? Like, what? But you're not realizing that it really do. You know what I'm saying? So, we just gonna break it down for you. If the truth hurts, you know? I don't know what to do about that. But it's time for us to know the truth and understand what we be doing in our behaviors. You know what I'm saying?
Facts, man. Start holding ourselves accountable. Mm-hmm. For our actions.
Yes.
Actually. As individuals and as a people, man, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. we should be, as much as we've been through as a people, as much as we've been through as communities, small communities in different states, cities, you know, all over the world, villages, all that. So we should be in better positions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that that we just been, you know, screwing off our time or whatever. But what I am saying is that we should be in better positions with the knowledge that we have, with the abilities that we have, with the talents that we have, the number of people that we have. You know what I mean? Like, now I know there's a lot of things holding us back, but I'm just saying I feel as if, you know, we should be further off. And I don't mean financially, man. Mm-hmm. I ain't talking about money at all, you know?
Right.
I'm just talking about, you know, mental, physical, and spiritual as a people, you know what I mean? Like, we're poor in all those areas, even though we're rich, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So, you know, but to answer the question is the social media thing, like, is that dictating your life?
Is it?
You know is what I mean?
And we're not saying, like, with just a piggyback. He's not speaking on monetary things, right?
No monetary things. No right. monetary things. But is it dictating your life to the point where you are basing your decisions and choices in life off of what you see and hear or even things that you may perceive, man? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Based off of what you're reading. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know? Mm-hmm. Is this making positive or negative impacts in your life?
Right, right. Absolutely. So just back to the question that you asked, like, how do you allow social media to dictate who you are? You know, I feel as though this is something that everybody has an issue with. From down to celebrities down to just an ordinary 9-to-5 worker who has an Instagram. Like, the perception that's on social media allows you to dictate who you support, who you're not going to support, what you like, what you don't like because of what you see what other people doing, even just with your livelihood, right? Because a motherfucker take pictures just for Instagram, you know?
Like, just for grand. You know, go to mall, go shopping, go to Galleria, yeah. You know what I mean? And they just going to do we going to post this on the joint.
Yeah. Facts, cause I'm guilty of it.
See, we all are guilty of it in one way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we bringing it up, cause it's not something we're standing on the outside of looking in. Mm-mm. Nah, we're in it with you.
Yeah.
But the question is like, do we have to stay here? No. Is somebody holding a gun to us saying, hey, you need to be stuck in the World Wide Web? Yeah, I mean, yeah, you need to be in a web. You need to be entangled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like old girl say.
Yeah, like we have the options, but you know, it just seemed like social media done like took its course. I remember when we had started with MySpace, and you ain't had to worry about all this. And then Facebook and now Instagram had took it to a whole nother level.
A whole nother level.
And it's just like some people make their decisions in their life, their careers, just whatever, based on Instagram. Okay, you might see a few females selling eyelashes. Now you want to be a...
You want to sell it. Now you don't even know nothing about eyelashes. You ain't did no research. You ain't put no time in to do your due diligence to find out what eyelashes are good, what aren't. You know what I mean? You don't care nothing about the person that you sending the eyelashes to. But because you seen so-and-so busting the eyelash move, you know what I mean? You want to bust the eyelash move.
Yeah.
Like, and you ain't did your diligence on finding out about eyelashes. That's not... Son, you ain't gonna get nowhere with that.
Yeah, that part. And then I will say this too, though. When from Instagram works at good at hand too, because it may inspire you. That's why there's influencers and they have people that could influence you to do things that you don't even know that's in your, that you're capable of doing, right? What? So I understand that. But I just feel like social media, Instagram, it makes people into something that they want to be.
They want to be
and not who you really are.
I stand
for being true to myself. I'm not going to say every female that post pictures with their ass out is, you know, I don't know. Maybe they do that in real life. But some people put their ass out just for the likes and the comments. You know what I'm saying?
I can't say that because there's definitely shorties that walk around with their ass
out.
Yeah,
they got some that do that. Definitely so is. That's what they do.
In or out the crib, on or off the net. But the 12-year-old baby girl that ain't even old enough to make no decision yet, she don't be outside like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's hiding in the room with the door locked while everybody sleep, taking fucking pictures like that, wanting to post that shit. Mm-hmm. That's the part that's like, yo, like, what are we creating as a people? Like, what are we green lighting?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What are we green lighting through this social media, man?
Yeah. Absolutely. I feel like it sucks. And then at the same time, it's just what it is. Like, it's nothing we can really do but just observe it. We could, you know, discuss. Like, that's why we're here now to discuss it. Hopefully, it allows some people that's on the live now. And if there's anybody here, I appreciate y'all. I see some of my people tapping in. Make sure y'all like, comment questions if you have. And share this with people. You know what I'm saying? Let them know what we got going on. Let them know that we is in the nightlife. We do it in the daytime, too.
Wow.
And we out here. And we really be speaking on some real shit. And it's just like people not talking about real shit no more. So that's even another thing with social media. With the gossip thing, too. Like, all right. When we ask the question, how do you allow social media to dictate your life? Some people only live through Instagram. They only go there for everything. They don't even go watch the news because everything on the Shade Room, everything on TMZ, everything. Hollywood Unlocked. You don't even watch nothing else. They talk about whatever you want through Instagram. But what the fuck is they feeding us? Like, why don't you actually do some real research? Or actually, like, talk to people who actually going through it instead of you going by what someone posts.
That's the thing. Like, hey, yo, like, for real, like, 10 times out of 10, your neighbor is dealing with some real hard times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you don't have to go on your phone and find somebody that you're not connected to. If you want to help, if you want to be involved in somebody's life, you want to be there for somebody, you want to do something, son, go next door. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Go next door. Don't just pass the person up every time you go to empty the trash, every time you go to, you leaving to go to the party or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Yo, you don't know what the person next door dealing with. So it's like, yo.
What they can help you with.
Resources.
You just
resources,
don't know.
Resources.
They might cook a mean dish and you
and be
starving.
Yeah.
They might not mind, but you know, you come out, pop out, you know, little attitude, or you stern by the face, by the neck and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Just looking real. You just don't know. They might want to, like, share the love. And just, man. You may do it with them too, so. Like, you ain't lying about that, son. Like, I think about my mama neighbors now. Like, they don't really be vibing with each other. They had their moments, but now it's not, like, orientated like I'm used to. Like, when they say a community, you know, together and is a tribe and we take care of each other, yeah. That's not the same no more, you know? Mm-hmm. That's not the same.
And that's detrimental, man. That's a very vital thing to a group of people who are the same people. You know what I mean? Like, we the only people on the earth that don't have that, man.
Yeah.
We don't have no, and I'm not, now don't get me wrong, I'm not getting on the whole unity thing and all of that. I'm just saying, like, yo, everything is competition with us.
Yeah.
Everything is like, who you?
Yeah.
And why you here? Yeah. What you doing? And it's like, yo, like, son, we'll never, how you expect to even have a friend? You know what I mean? Like, how you even expect, I mean, no matter what color they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm speaking of this because, nigga, we all was raised in the poor neighborhoods. We all know what was going on. We know what everybody been through, so it's like, yo, I'm not here saying, I'm saying we all messed up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But messed up is a place that people don't have to remain.
Yeah.
You don't have to remain that way, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you get into this social media thing, don't look at what the person got and think, yo, I should have that.
Yeah.
Like, yo, one of the messed up things I seen, son, when I went to jail out here, right? It's sad, son. I seen the young boys, when the Street Flavor come on, the young boys cut up the newspapers, you feel me? And they made, like, paper the size of money. And they had Street Flavor come on. So when Street Flavor come on, they all in front of the TV like it's the club. They throwing the papers. They throwing the money. You know what I mean? And it's like, yo, what's going on?
Right.
What's happening, son, when it's like, yo, nigga, come on.
You know? That's wild.
That's wild,
but
son.
But that's what it is.
But that's what it is.
That's what it is. Because we saying it's wild, but we seeing it every day on Instagram.
Every day on the gram, son.
Every day.
It be people rent money. It be fake money.
Prop money.
It be not, son, come on. It be a nigga they just killed. Nigga just died. Now, all I'm saying is that, listen, there's a code to it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, nigga, social media is not the place for, that's not the place for that. You're not supposed to be on camera showing dirt.
You see that too? How they niggas are incriminating themselves to the fullest.
Son, because it's
I'm
about,
confused.
Because it's about who the biggest and the baddest.
Okay, and just with that being said too, like, how about when I'm on social media and I see things that I like it. You know, I comment. Especially if it's someone that I know personally or someone that I may admire or, you know, somebody I'm rocking with, you know, their music. I'll be commenting because it'd be like, damn, that's what's up. Or it's a nice photo. They have news. They giving advice. They ask you to comment. They ask you a question. I answer it. Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was thinking Instagram was for, to, like, you know, interact with people. I learned that some people use it to an advantage, and then some people just use it for clout. Cause I feel like, you know, if you support me and you see me make a post, you should like my post. I would assume. I mean, let me go back. I assume you would like it, right? You know, some people have reasons why they don't, or it's like, I feel like it's just like, some people put themselves at a standard to where, like, they just can't do that. You know, like, if you don't see Jay-Z liking a goddamn thing,
facts,
you ain't gonna like it because that nigga don't like it, so I'm such this a person, so I ain't gonna like it or comment. So I feel like that's not real to me, because if you see this post, and you really like it, why not like it? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't gonna push the issue on it, but I feel like that's what the question come back to. Like, how do you let this dictate you? How do you let social media dictate you, and who are you, right?
Absolutely.
Who are you?
Absolutely, and that's a wonderful question. That's a wonderful question, you know
who
what I mean?
Who are you?
Don't let social media determine that.
Thank you. That's basically what that is.
Don't let social media determine who you are. If you don't know who you are, or you still learning who you are,
yeah,
like, give yourself the space to do that.
Right.
Don't scroll down the joint and find a bunch of people
that don't even know you,
like, who you want to be.
Yeah, and don't would never acknowledge you in your life.
And then you try and, you know,
look down on you.
What it is that you see. I mean, like, I mean, we all did it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, for shit show.
But it's just like, yo, this is what we're on here talking about. Let's not try to do that no more.
I done met certain people, you know, prominent people. You want to call them celebrities, rappers, whatever you want to call them, in person. And they are not who they say they are.
What?
And it just be like, damn, this is another reason why I started nightlife music. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted y'all to see how the fuck these niggas really be moving. How they really act. Because you're coming, because I'm going to give you an all access pass of what I do. Right? You know what I'm saying? So if he's in the whiff of the camera because I'm here, you're going to see this nigga character. You're going to see this nigga character. You're going to see how he operate, how he handle his fans, how he handle his employees or however. You're going to see he a humble dude. He a humble person. He's real cool. You need to be able to know that these people are human. Like, you know what I'm saying? And some of them are not. You like them because of what they got on, who co-signing for the nigga, who he signed to, or what he...
Right.
How many followers he got. I feel like that's just another world. This is a whole other world right there.
It is.
It's a whole
other
world. Like, this ain't even
yo,
real.
Niggas that talk to me on the gram and won't say nothing in person. Oh! Bro, I ain't never seen no shit like that. I've never in my whole life seen nothing like that.
Oh,
I'd be like, you know,
man.
Yo. And niggas would just be like, oh.
You ever had somebody that liked all your shit and then you see them and they don't even speak?
That's
like, it's me,
saying.
Bitch. I'm from Instagram.
I'm saying,
I just seen the me. I'm a real person.
I'm alive in the world, baby.
Have you ever seen somebody that don't look like what they look like on Instagram?
Oh, yeah. I seen a lot of that.
Oh, man. I've seen that, too.
It's only in shorties, though. I've never seen it in a male.
I've seen it in niggas, too. They ain't looking like that in real life, some of them. They be wearing fake belts and fake shoes. And, you know, you could really see the stitching off and everything. You can see the stitching off and everything in real life. But
in real life.
But on that gram,
they
looking They looking righteous.
Look, see, that's not good, B.
What's going on? Shout out to my boy Jay Austin in the building. Yeah, we over here talking about, well, we asking a question. How do you let
how you let social media dictate you?
How do you let social media dictate you?
Dang, you see all that?
I don't see nothing. But look, yes, answer this question. How do you let social media dictate you? Like, who are you? If it was not a social media, who would you be? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, again, it's a serious situation. Some kids, actually go by what they see to determine, like, how they going to operate.
All kids. That's why all most kids. Niggas started selling crack, you know, and real rap. Because it was a nigga before them that they looked at that was like, man, he's the guy. That's the one that got all the stuff. He got all the shorties. He got the wealth. He pulling out the wads of money.
Mm-hmm. He said, that's me. He said, look, he said he gonna still be lit. This is a marketing tool. That is correct. So this is how I feel, that I use social media to give you what is it that I do. You know what I'm saying? To share my business, to share my insight, you know what I'm saying? But as far as anything else, that's for clout, son. I ain't really for the clout. So, if you're not seeing my ass out, because I don't do that on a regular. Now, if I was one on Bissonnette, right, then you know the ass out all day, because that's how I'm operating.
But I should see you on Bissonnette.
You should see me on Bissonnette.
When I ride through, like, oh, there go the Bissonnette chick from the gram. That's, or vice versa. I should be on the gram and say, oh, that's the Bissonnette chick, because I know her from Bissonnette.
So you say, but most people trying to be what they see. Uh-huh. What is perceived. Because a lot of these niggas ain't moving like that.
We all are, Sean. That's part of that slavery tip. Like, we was taught, like, external, not internal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's why, you know, all this depression and all this stuff is so high. You know what I mean? Because It's like, yo, like, we don't know to look inside ourselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? And right. Christ say that's where the kingdom is at. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, but we don't know that. You know what I mean? All we know is to use these eyes instead of this one. That one right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
That's supposed to be a lamp.
That's, yes. I feel you. And I could speak for me, for myself. I done had moments of time where you'll see people, your role models, you know what I'm saying? People that's in the same lane as you, doing very great, and you're like, damn, what the fuck, I'm not doing right, you know what I'm saying? Once I took myself out that category and went for me and just for me, I'm just, shit, I do what I want how I want, when I do it. I don't move on other people's time. I done had somebody tell me, well, now, Lex, you know, you gotta get on board. I said, get on board with who? I'm on board with myself, nigga, so what I'm getting on board with? With who? Who are these people? And what they, like, what lane is this? I got my own lane. And once you start to realize that, now, J. Austin, I can say for you personally, I know that you have your own lane. You do what you want, how you please, and I respect that. But that's not for everybody. And we're not here to bash anybody. We just letting them know. Nah. If you come across on this live and you see what's up, then, you know, I hope it triggers you. So you think about it, sit your ass down and be like, well, damn, you know, maybe I do. Lex was right, you know what I'm saying? Because it is bothering me. You know, I want it too. Well, just think about who you are for real, who you are beyond the monetary things and the material things. Who are you? Yeah, and let, like, that take you where you need to go.
Yeah, like, yo, like, at least a little bit.
At least a little bit.
You know what I mean?
Because the cloud chasing got to go. It got to go. And, like, you know, I just feel as though we need to do better. We need to not be, you know, being pump faking out here and support your friends for real. You know, it has been times where I've seen people with, you know, not like a post. I ain't salty. I'm just identifying what it is. I'm never salty. I'm identifying that, You will scroll. I probably post something 5 times today. You ain't like none, but I seen you done like everybody else stuff. You know, it's cool, but why? Unless you really don't like it, then that's cool. But don't come in my DM and be like, ooh, Lex, you working. Or when you see me in person, I see you doing your thing, but I didn't see you like or comment or support anything I do. You feel me? I don't want to, this is weird. It's just like, who are you? It's the question we have to ask ourselves. Like, who are you when it come down? If there was never a social media, would you be this person? Would you do the same thing? Would you operate the same way?
Hopefully you would. You know what I mean? Hopefully you would. That same thing goes for me. You know what I mean? Hopefully the same way you see me right here, if you was to walk up on me in the street, you see the same person. And I don't mean just in feature. I mean, if like everything.
Now look what he said, algorithm. He said, you can't even hold people accountable for that. And he's right, though, when it comes down to like the algorithm and the things that we see. Social media be having this way of like making sure you see certain shit. You ever talked about something? I was talking about some Twizzlers one day, dog, and that shit popped up on my feed. And I was pissed off because I said, they listening or watching me? But it's like, the algorithm.
Yeah, the algorithm do be on point. But the algorithm is like spontaneous based off of what you do throughout your day. So It just is what it is. I mean, but what I don't understand, is that what we're saying? We're saying because the algorithm, this is why people may not see the post. Big Brother watches all. Yes, he does. That's basically what we talking about. It's like, yo, we, like, us as a community, we are on Instagram acting like one thing. And then in the street, when we passing each other, it's like, we're not that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm trying, like, yo, like, for real, let's just do better with, like, being more real in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If that's even possible. I don't even know if we had a time where, as a whole, people are thinking like that.
No, they're not. They're not thinking like that.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. Like, even if I was a man, I'm looking for a wife. If I was a man and I'm looking for a car to buy. If I'm looking, son, in real life, don't get sucked into this net thing where you end up, you doing everything on the internet. Son.
You come on, man. Cheating and everything.
On the internet. You cheating on the internet? Like, come on, son. The internet, though, everybody's there.
Everybody
there. Even the shorty that tell you, I don't do that, sonny, she's on there.
She's on there.
Everybody's on there. Everybody's on there. Even the poor people. They got phones for free.
Yes. Everybody's on there. It doesn't matter.
Everybody on it. So it's like, yo, you know, my thing is this. When you have friends and you deal with them in real life, They'll be on your timeline.
Of course.
If you come in contact with them in real life, they'll be on your timeline because, you know what I mean? Based off of that, and if you are actually interacting.
That too.
You know what I mean?
Because people are not doing that too.
But if you're not interacting, no, you're absolutely right. Algorithms will have you way over there. You know what I mean? And you trying to be right here.
Right. And like I was saying, like, it's not that I'm trying to bash or complain or nothing. It's just like some people don't know what they be doing. So hopefully you get a little 1-2 to be like, okay, I understand what they're saying. Because it's really deeper than that. Because if you think deeper on why you operate the way you do, like, if you think about how... why you don't like your friendship? Why? Then when you could answer your question on why, that'll probably make you want to sit down and question yourself, right?
If it was brought to my attention and I had to think about it, correct, yes.
Like, what you got going on? And are you stuck in this hole, too? Because, like, I had to pull myself out at a point in time, seeing about certain things I was posting, you know, like, me wanting to, like, post specific things. And it was, like, really never my MO, but it was other people telling me what I need to do. And I'm trying to get advice from people. You know, I have someone that I'm consulting with. I have had a manager, and they're like, Lex, this ain't going to pop off unless you do this. It ain't going to work. And I'm like, you know, I'm against that grain. I'm against what you're saying. If I have to pop some ass for put your pussy on live for $1,000, then that's not me. So I'm going to just move around. But I feel like this, though. We have to have faith in ourselves to know who, to trust yourself and who you are, and they're going to have to follow you. You don't have to go for the chase the clout to get it. You know what I'm saying? Because I could be a testimony for you. You feel what I'm saying? I will be.
Word.
We ain't doing that over here.
Nightlife.com.
Nightlifemusic.com. In the nightlife.com. We is in the building. We here.
Nightlife Music.
Yes. Now, y'all know when y'all go into nightlifemusic.com, that's where you find a lot of my feature articles where I feature not just artists. I have featured several events I've done attended, successful business owners in our community, within our culture, pro athletes, actors, you know what I'm saying? Clothing lines, fashion designers that nigga probably grew up with, and this man done became such a brilliant person. We need to be knowing about the people within our communities and within our, with just in our world, that's like, if they could do it, I could do it too. So I like to share that. And with artists as well, I would like to add this too. I'm a person that's like, I'm down for the underground, but I don't really like to use that word because some people take that to the extreme and some people never come from underground. You see? Do you see that? That some people never leave from there. They just, as far as with the music, they just dealt. No. I'm here for good music. If it resonate with me, and if this artist really like, man, if it sits on me, I know it's gonna sit on somebody else. You know, so I gotta co-sign. I don't wanna use that word, but I like to like put my name, like my word is bind to who this artist is. You would like them, or you would resonate with them, or you're gonna respect them. If you don't like their tone or the music, but you're going to respect their mind because of that type of person they is. You know what I'm saying?
Like Freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Like Freeway was dope.
Yes.
But a lot of people didn't cut for him because his voice.
Yes.
But who do you know had a cadence like he did? Ain't nobody come in the game with a cadence. Him and Petey Crack. These are the only two people that, you know, had this type of cadence, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we need to really bring that back and, like, you know, recognize that people are not doing it. They just here for, you know, the sound, the type of sounds people have, these templates people may be using in their music, you know what I'm saying? They make them sound a certain type of way or this certain type of music. And it's like, nah, that's not it. Like, I just seen the guy post, like, damn, where's the real hip-hop, the real, like, soulful hip-hop? And I'm like, it's still here. You need to check me out, because I know a few of them right here that's down. So it's like, that's really down. And it's here. It's just mainstream done overpowered the whole system to where you're not even, you overlook. Because you overlook
That's another thing, too. Like, mm-hmm. Like them algorithms, they built to promote certain things. They not made to promote dope hip hop. They not algorithm ain't out here to promote soulful, nice hip hop. Like,
nah.
That's just not, we're it's not in those dig. Days and time, son. That's just not what it is. So it's like you gotta go digging in the crate to search for independent artists such as myself, such as Dub the Producer, you know, and other likes like that. You know what I mean? You gotta be able to go hunting, man. Because the people out there, they're not something. You unless you're talking money, murder, sex, promoting
violence,
satanic shit, faggotry or whatever you call it, you know, unless you're doing these things, sir, mainstream companies ain't gonna push you.
No.
So the companies, the glamours, they the ones with these major platforms right now. Like right now, we on their platform. They can cut us off at any time.
Immediately.
Anytime.
But you know what? I'm gonna say this for you, and I'm gonna be done. This is why we need to have our own. This is why we need to create our own. It couldn't be hard. Right. And at the same time, nightlife music in the nightlife is its own. And what you need to be, what people should, I ain't gonna say what you need to do. I can't tell people what they need to be doing, but what you should be doing is supporting people who really support you, like for the people. A lot of people are not for the people. There's a lot of businesses out here, a lot of our own people doing things and taking advantage of it because of, oh, I'm black, so I'm going to tell these bitches this, that, and the third. They're going to follow me because we look the same. And nah. We need to be supporting people who are for us and for our next generation, for our children. We have kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't see myself allowing my son to go through what I went through and seeing, like, going through just extra shit, just dealing with social media. You know what I'm saying? Let's create our own platform. That's what we're working on. If y'all here to support, you know what I'm saying? Holler at me on what things that we can do. We already working on that right now. It's already in the making. It's already here. But at the same time, don't get left on the bus. Oh, you thought that was our cue to go. Don't get left behind. I thought you thought that was the cue. Cause look, cause at the end of the day, I really feel like we need to have our own trust. Like for real, we need to really. We gonna have to. The way things are operating in this world right now, we have to have our own. Cause the way it's looking like to me right now, it's getting fucking crazy, and it's going to get crazier, and you're going to be sitting here wondering. All right, let me ask you a question. If something happened right now, today, right now, like in the middle of this live, right now, are you prepared to go into survival mode?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Well, you always, that ain't nothing for you, but let's ask you. Are you prepared to go into survival mode right now? Do you have your, like, kit? Do you have your MREs? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they shut down everything? What if the internet shut down completely and they cut us off from all contact? How are you going to survive? Because I see people live through this, but I'm just saying, we're not thinking like that. And we need outlets. We need people, influencers. We need people who has influence on people and some authority to, like, obtain it. But instead, they're having us on here. They're giving us our little stimulus, you know what I'm saying? They got us partying and drinking to keep us from even thinking about
it. They got a nickname for it.
What?
No, I'm just saying. Oh. They call it Stimmy.
Stimmy, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's been a joke since they put it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Where's my Stimmy?
You know what I mean?
Don't nobody
even know where the joke came from. It's not like some random nigga got brand. He like, yo, that's the bull who named it Stimmy. Like, the people who put it out is the people who named that joke Stimmy. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to let you know, like, yo, like, come on, man. It's a joke. It's all a joke.
It's all a joke.
You gotta be bigger than 14. You gotta be bigger than that. You gotta understand that 14 ain't gonna, what they gonna do?
Man, they ain't gonna do what nothing.
They
gonna do?
That don't even pay rent in some cases, man.
It don't. So, I'm confused what the 14 gonna do for me. I didn't get none of it. And it did take my life. But I see it dictate a lot of others.
I got my drink. You feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
I got my drink. And it just so happens that, you know, we ain't got to get in that. But I got my joint, you feel me? So, I'm just saying, that can't be what a nigga depend on.
Right, it can't. But they're allowing you to do it. I feel like, they're like, we're going to give y'all this money. We're going to shut them the fuck up. We're going to do our thing like we've been doing, but we're going to give them the money, let them do their thing.
It's so small of an amount that all you can do is spend it.
Yes. Right back, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, spend it and give it right back to them. Now the economy is even bigger.
You stimulated the economy.
You know what I mean?
We just stimulating them.
We are the economy, man. Like, yeah. Come on. Like, the main thing is, like, is if we decided to not go to the grocery stores no more, if we ain't go to their movie theaters no more, if we ain't go to their airports, if we ain't go to their, you know,
yeah,
cruise liners, want to go on their vacations, yeah, want to go to their resorts, you know what I mean?
How they going to eat?
We ain't want to use their banks.
Right.
We ain't want to, you know... I mean, but a nigga can't even picture life without us. niggas so dependent on
it's
it all.
It's not funny, y'all.
Niggas so dependent on it all, like, man.
Right.
Some women, and I probably say it's probably men too, like, yo, like, if they was
men
to
got pussies
the,
too. Oh.
Facts. If they was to close a grocery store, what would niggas do, son? Like,
right.
For real, like,
it's not funny,
if
though.
If niggas was to close the grocery store, what would you do? Like, nigga.
Now, I'm going to say you asking me that, right? And to be honest with you, at this moment, I feel bad because I asked my mother to start growing a garden, and she told me, for what? And I was like, oh, man, this shit crazy, like. What you mean for what? What if something happened and we're not able to even obtain the food we need? You see, when we went to go try and buy some bread during the pandemic, we couldn't buy it. So how are you expecting to get the food that you need, that we really need? Not the bullshit they're trying to feed us, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me, guys.
This is what we're dealing with, man.
Yeah.
As a whole, as a totality. So only way to figure out where to go is to figure out where we was, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. So
for sure. For sure, y'all. So with that being said,
who are you?
Who are you? I know who I am. I'm pretty sure, trust me, he is, right? Just ask yourself that question right now.
We're learning on a day-to-day basis. Because who you are is like a remembering thing. It ain't got, it's nothing to do with like you tapping into something that you never, nah.
Mm-mm.
Figuring out who you are is something that you have to remember. All right? It's something that's there,
mm-hmm,
but you just gotta find it. It's not something that's not, you know, it's not something that's external. It's on the inside of you, where you came from. What you did, what your people did, who they served, what was their activities? Did they depend on their government? You know what I'm saying? Did they have police in their neighborhoods? You know what I'm saying? Because according to the scripture, the tribe of Judah, who is the American Negro of America, didn't have police in their neighborhood until after 70 AD. Okay, when they took Rome and all that. So what I'm saying is like, son, when they talk about Christ on the scene, when Christ was there, I said, son, we didn't have police in the neighborhood. Mm. It was no patrolling. There was no chance of an outside power coming inside our neighborhood and taking our children.
Right. Mm-mm-mm.
So, you know, prayers to the homie, what's the homie that lost his, he's searching for his daughter right now.
Man, 40 Cal.
Yeah, so.
Y'all remember 40 Cal? I remember him from Dipset. You know what I'm saying? Right now, his daughter is missing. And it's been about 2 days since I've been seeing it, me personally, seeing him on Instagram. He lost, missing his daughter. She's lost at the moment. So I think she's in high school or college or whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, prayers for him and his family, man.
Absolutely.
We hope that she's found. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that sort of thing. But it's like, yo, like, for as a man, like, come on, man. There was a time, son, that, like, it's so crazy today that you don't even necessarily know if it's an inside thing.
Right.
I mean, on the inside, like, it's homies. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's how jammed up our community is right now. It is people inside of the community, our community, and they taking, come on, man. It's a chance that somebody within is somebody that took the child. A chance that it wasn't an outsider. It's a chance that it was one of us.
Right.
That's what I mean. Like, that's how far we done got.
Yeah.
Like, come on, son.
For real. It's so sad.
I walked in a spot yesterday, and I just asked, purchased some yams, right? Right? And it was like, yo.
Excuse me.
The boy looked at me like I was less than a person. You know, and up the number. Mm. As if I did something to him. As if he know me. As if I was crooked to him.
Mm-hmm.
As if there was something. But not. What it is that whatever is on him felt the need to do that.
Right. Mm-mm-mm.
So, as a man, you got two choices. To either stoop or to stand. You feel me? So it's like, we just move around. You know what I mean? Let him, he can stay on his level. We going, we higher than that.
Yeah, we higher than that.
We vibrate on a higher level than that. So it's like, but it's just a simple fact. Like, yo, like, it's too much static. It's too much like, yo, where's the love? Like what the boy say, ain't no love in the heart of the city. But the boy just came out and told us he's with the fuckery. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, yo, like, for real, what's going on? like, for real. And that's just like, yo, that's just word.
Tell them what you're talking about.
Dot, the bull. Yeah, everybody know who the boy is, man. The bull.
No, they don't. Not they everybody don't know.
All right, man, Mr. Sean Carter, Jay-Z, just dropped the joint with Nas. Just dropped the joint with DJ Khaled. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
And sorry, not sorry. That's
sorry, not sorry. Yo, listen to the. Now I know why he's saying the title. Listen
sorry,
to the title.
Not sorry.
I'm sorry, but nigga, I'm really not. So it's like, yo, I led you this far.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave you this perception. I gave you this or what you thought. You made me a billionaire.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of it, I'm going to tell you that I'm with the fuckery. I'm with all the fuck shit. Nigga. For real?
For real.
Like, hold on, because all these years when we was like, yo, when you first came out and was like, yo, I'm going to hold you down for 6 consecutive summers, right? Niggas held you down. Niggas was like, yo, I bet. And niggas held you down in purchasing music from you. Mm-hmm. In coming to your concerts, believing in you, niggas was throwing up the rock.
Everybody
was throwing up the rock.
And they mamas,
son. It's like, yo, and listen, no way, shape, or form am I knocking anything. Nothing. Get it how you live. I'm saying, nigga. Sorry, not sorry. That's what it is. This nigga, sorry, not sorry. It's like, yo, you with the fuckery? How you with the fuckery, nigga?
You gotta listen to it.
I thought the fuckery was zero tolerance for the fuckery. I thought that's what it was. I thought niggas not with the fuckery.
I know I'm not.
Come on, man. The boy, listen, I might as well go into it. Son, the fuckery is, what is the fuckery? That's the question. I want to know, what is that? What is it? What are you saying?
What are you saying?
What do you mean? Because it's like, yo, hold on. What do you mean by that? That's too close to the other side. That line that you're not supposed to cross is like, solid black men for the community. Now it's thinking, it's like, yo, hold on. Why did you put the stadium in the ghetto? Mm,
that's what
and move mean. Everybody out.
Mm.
My thing is like, Niggas was cool with it.
It was.
Until we found out you with the fuckery. Now right. I'm starting to think that that was part of the fuckery.
Now look.
I'm loud like, yeah, that must really be deep inside.
He's that passionate. Must
be deep embedded. Like, son, because niggas was like, yo, remember you would never go broke. Your name had two G's. You never was supposed to move in on us, nigga. You never was supposed to come in on the people who loved you and fucking do them wrong. You wasn't supposed to do that, nigga. Your name had two G's, remember? You never go broke. You could always get it from the mud, nigga. You could always pull it from the thin air, nigga. So why you had to get it from us? Why you had to rape us? Why you had niggas thinking that you was one way and you not? That's why we do the music that we do. That's why my papa named me Trust. The brand is Trust Who? That's what it is, because it's like, yo, this shit so crazy, wicked. So wicked. That's the perfect word.
It's
son.
Wicked. It's what like, we going to do is this, though. I don't want to cut you off.
Nah, cut me off.
We going to decide. This is why we're going to double back, because I think you, if you go, when we get off of this live, we're going to see how many people are paying homage to him and Nas on this song. I ain't going to say too much, but I heard the song today, Sorry Not Sorry, because I heard DJ Khaled tape, and I actually liked it. I was liking some of the songs. I was playing them through. On my way here, I was running through.
The same thing. I seen it. I was like, yeah, let me play this. This is like mandatory, like in mm-hmm. the in where
in history and hip hop.
So
with Nas and Jay-Z on the song.
What?
But the
that's
shit
like but it's like, but we, yo, what
no,
is
no,
it?
No, don't give them too much, because me and you gonna come back. We're gonna come back and we're gonna decipher that song.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We're gonna come back and decipher that song for the people who don't have their own way of thinking for themselves to listen to the song and actually listen and see what's going on. And if you really down for bars, and if you really down for metaphors, and if you really down for the cause, then you'll see that you'll see.
And peace to all the children and all the old people that benefit from him being this way. If it's feeding you and it showers you with love, and it blankets you when you cold, and shelters you when it's raining. Son, prayers for that. You know what I mean? But, yo, son. That's like Jordan coming back with the 45, son. Jordan wasn't supposed to come back.
Right.
Son, come on, son.
Right.
Son, don't do that. Don't do that, because now we're seeing your true colors. Now we're seeing
this
who
is
you
the
are
time
offspring.
For that, though. This yeah. is the time for everything to get exposed. So that's why I'm really, like, back. I'm laughing on the cool. When I heard it, I chuckled, because I was like, hum, bro, I hope somebody catch these niggas. You feel what I'm saying? Because I've been caught on, but it's blanket now. It's so out of there. It's so in your face now to where, like, you so fucked up that you still don't see and still not here to hear it. Just because it's who it is, you going to die by that. You going to dick ride to the end just because of who it is, instead of you listening to a nigga telling you he with the fuckery. If a nigga tell me he with the fuckery, I don't think I need to fuck with you, because I ain't with the fuckery,
I ain't
bitch.
With the fuckery.
I ain't with the shit.
My niggas got kids out here. Who with the fuckery? You got... Listen, I don't know nobody around me, my nigga, that got kids and they with the fuckery. No, I mean, like, not. Hold on, let me rephrase that. I know plenty of niggas that got kids and they with the fuckery.
I do, too.
I'm talking about, nigga, the kids actually stay with them and they raise them. They feed them. They give them clothes. They tell them good night every night. They
right.
talk to them on the phone.
But you with
day.
The fuckery.
How you... So, what do you... My nigga, listen, we just gonna leave it alone.
Like I said, yo.
There's no judgments.
I
don't even know you.
We just describing what the fuck it is, identifying what the fuck it is.
That's what
it.
I'm supposed to do.
That's what we here for. So that's why we're gonna come back and we're gonna decipher that song for you guys. Cause I really feel like a lot of motherfuckers is gonna ride it to the end, ride the wave of, oh my God,
yo.
Hov's the GOAT.
And shout out to the producer and the engineer.
He know I'm live, though. He know I'm live.
Shout out to the producer and the engineer, B.
Yeah, I love the production of
the
song.
The production was fire.
It was
like,
beautiful.
I know why the boy Khaled was running, jumping, because he had that. He had the classic. He had the something that nobody got. Nas and Jay-Z. But yeah, you know what I mean? Straight up, what is the fuckery?
What is the fuckery?
That's what we want.
Are you okay, my baby? I'm going to call you back, though. What is the fuckery? Now, when you ask us this question, you know what we're talking about? You know we're talking about this specific song with Nas and Jay-Z on DJ Khaled's new album called Sorry Not Sorry. You should listen to it. And listen to what he says. And why don't you listen to it? Come back and DM me what you got from that.
And we're gonna discuss it tomorrow. Yeah, we'll answer.
We're gonna go live, me and you. Yeah, we're gonna discuss it tomorrow. Yeah. So why don't you do that for me? If you can't do nothing else for me, do that for me. Cause I would appreciate that. Cause I need to know if people like got sense. Just to think, critical thinking. You know, we went to school. You know, like yeah, what the fuck he mean? Like that. When I was driving, I did that. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck. But, you know, let me keep listening. But let me shut up. Because we going to do that tomorrow. Because I really want to talk about how it didn't exceed my expectations, if I had any. Nah, but anyway.
It didn't even go like something.
Come on, let's not do it. Let's give it to them tomorrow. Because we're going to give it to them tomorrow. Because it's like, people still gonna dick ride because of a nigga name. Like, I don't give a fuck about a nigga name. Like, I give a fuck about this nigga with his principles, like his morals and
what do you kind serve?
I'm done. You hear what he said? I'm done now. Word. So look, we in the nightlife. I got my boy here, Trust. Y'all definitely need to tap in with my dude here, man. We got some work coming. We got some heavy work coming to the extreme, to the point you have no choice. Put the respect of this man sitting on side of me. You have no choice. And I'm going to make sure that you understand. Because it just seems like, you know, a lot of people just don't understand it, Trust. I'm here to make people understand. I hope so.
She going to have the story, too. It's only exclusive with her. Ain't nobody going to have that. So if you want to hear it, if you want to be involved in what's going on, you want some free merch, you want to, you want to get invited to a secret concert or something. You know what I mean? You got to be tapped in with Lex, man.
Yes, that's just what it is.
Yes,
I would appreciate all the love and support because I got some things rolling. I need my people to tap in because it's going to be a point to where you're going to wish you did. Not trying to be funny, but things ain't what you think it is and things ain't going to roll like you think they're going to roll forever. So you need to just go ahead and support the movement and support shit that's real. Like, no fugazi shit. That's probably why I don't have the 10K followers. That will come with the people that resonates with me.
Now, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, it will. But I'll tell you something about that follower thing. I don't think a lot of these. I think 93% of these niggas don't have it. I think because... When I started really thinking genuinely, like a person only listen to music one time. You know what I mean? Like a person may listen to music all the time, but it's not often that the person just searches for new music. You feel what I'm saying? If you happen to be in the playlist, the nigga will happen to listen to you. I'm just saying, you feel what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, like when it's real, it's slow. It's a slow grind. It's not something that just happens. It's slow. Huh. One person at a time. You feel what I'm saying?
When you got TikTok, it could go fast, though, bro.
Yeah, but it's like, yo, like...
And TikTok rolling. Ask my son. He know.
Yeah, I said that.
It be rolling.
Yeah, but the followers. I just mean, like, people
when
that
you talking
really
about the
like,
following, though, yeah.
Yeah, people that really tap into you and want to follow you and everything, that come with one person at a time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to gain one person at a time who genuinely want to be involved, and we're going to help them be involved. We're going to show them how to be involved.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have to do it. Now, if you want to be involved, you just come on with it. Come on with it. If not, it's fine. It's okay. You know, it is what it is, right? Well,
now, if you want to find out what's going on with me and my music, you find me at trustwhothebrand.com. You can go to from there, you'll find everything.
And if you're having trouble with that, you just come to me, because I'm definitely here to support 1,000. So
straight up.
Go on my page, my profile, always sharing his music,
always.
What he got going on right now, and we here for the movement. And it's cool to have people in your corner, right, bro?
Most definitely.
We out here. And anybody else looking for me to tap in with them, you know what I'm saying? You have any music, you have a story to tell, you know what I'm saying? I would love to share that. You feel me? Like, I feel like that's what we here for. Because people just here for the clout. You know, I keep saying that, but it's the truth. Like, that's the word, right? Clout. All right, so we here for the clout. And motherfuckers really not supporting what's real. Because what is real?
We're not getting
into all this. Because we already asked y'all the question about who are you and how social media make you. So that'll be another question about, like, what's really real? This shit ain't real. But we here, you know? What's really real, y'all? We want to know. But anyway, thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate y'all for tapping in. I see y'all coming through at the end. Appreciate y'all. What's up, Flame? What's up, little one? All right, y'all, we out. Y'all going to have to see us tomorrow. We going to decipher that fucking song, that fucking Jay-Z and Nas.
Yeah, if you really tapped in, go check it out right
now.
Go
listen to it.
As soon as we get it off, you know what I mean? Go check it out.
Listen to it.
You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that was involved in the song, you know what I mean? All love, everything, you know what I mean? Go check it out. We'll holler about it tomorrow.
Go listen to it and tell me, where did you get from the song? Because I'm not here for the fuckery. I'm not here for you bitches acting like, oh my God, he's the GOAT. Listen to the GOAT then and see what he's telling you, because he's telling you, fuck us. And that's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say, dog. Like, come on, man, wake up. We ain't got time for all that. I'm not about to be holding these niggas accountable. I'm holding niggas accountable today. Okay? It's Friday. It's Friday, right? Tomorrow the 1st. Make sure y'all have y'all say y'all coins, because you gotta pay rent on Monday. Hi. Let's go.
Peace.